Hello, we're learning the introduction to the Book of Zohar by Baal HaSulam. We're in item 11. Item 11 from the introduction to the Book of Zohar. You can ask questions in our website, and selected questions will be asked here. The worlds cascaded onto the reality of this corporeal world to a place where there are a body and a soul, and the time of corruption, a time and a time of correction. For the body, which is the will to receive for oneself, extends from its roots in the thought of creation. Through the system of the worlds of Tum'ah, impurity, as it is written, man is born a wild ass's colt. He remains under the authority of that system for the first 13 years, and this is the time of corruption. By engaging in mitzvot from 13 years of age onward, in order to bestow contentment upon his maker, he begins to purify the will to receive for himself imprinted in him, and slowly turns it to the aim to bestow. By this, he extends a holy soul from its root in the thought of creation. It passes through the system of the worlds of Kedusha, of purity, and dresses in the body. This is the time of correction. So he accumulates degrees of holiness from the thought of creation in Ein Sof, infinity, until they aid him in turning the will to receive for himself in him, to be entirely in the form of reception in order to bestow contentment upon his maker, and not at all for his own benefit. By this, one acquires equivalence of form with his maker. For reception, in order to bestow, is regarded as pure bestowal. It is written in Masechet Kiddushin that with an important man, she gives, and he says, by this you are sanctified, because when his reception is in order to delight the one who gives him, it is deemed absolute bestowal and giving. Thus, one buys complete dvekut, adhesion with him, for spiritual dvekut is but equivalence of form. As our sages said, how is it possible to adhere unto him? Rather, adhere unto his qualities. By this, one becomes worthy of receiving all the delight, pleasure, and gentleness in the thought of creation.
I don't see any questions for now. Maybe read it again.
But Rav, maybe you can explain along the way.
Okay, so I'll read it and explain during the way. So 11, right?
Yes.
The worlds cascaded onto the reality of this corporeal world, to a place where there are body and soul. So that's not so much the corporeal world, what we feel here. But let's say, yeah. And a time of corruption and a time of correction, meaning the Creator created reality that includes spirituality and corporeality, corruption and correction, because the body, which is the will to receive for oneself, our ego, extends from the root of the thought of creation, meaning the will to receive isn't just something. It came from the root of creation. It goes through the system of the worlds of Tumah, impurity, that it's all systems that give the will to receive, the initial will to receive, all kinds of forms, limits, and styles, and the will to receive starts expanding, and already comes to this form where it fills all of reality. As it is written, man is born a wild ass's colt, and remains under the authority of that system, which was created from the initial will to receive. So, a person is being taken care of by that system for 13 years. And this time of corruption. 13 years, not 13 corporeal years. It has nothing to do with this world. It has nothing to do with the number 13. But a person is under the system of impurity and receives from it all kinds of different influences until he finishes that part of being taken care of. When he's finished, what's written then by engaging in the mitzvot, where he starts correcting himself from 13 years and onward, from this state, it has nothing to do with 13. When he works in order to bestow contentment upon his maker, the creator, okay, look what state he's in already. He begins to purify the will to receive for himself that's imprinted in him, and slowly turns it, meaning gradually, into the aim to bestow. By this he extends a holy soul from its root, meaning the light that comes to him. Small light called Nefesh, but already of Kedusha, meaning in order to bestow, from its thought in the source, in the root of creation. And this soul goes through the whole system of the worlds of Kedusha and dresses in the body, in the will to receive, the corrected one already. This is the time of correction. So we have the time of corruption, the 13 years, and then the time of correction from 13 years and onward. So he accumulates degrees of holiness from the thought of creation, meaning that his vessels, his desires will be corrected in order to bestow. Until they, all those degrees of Kedusha, all these states he goes through, which are already Tzimtzum, Masach, Ol Chozer, Ol Yashar, clothed, that he performs states that resemble the Creator. They aid a person to correct his ego, that it will be entirely in the form of reception in order to bestow contentment upon his maker, and not at all for his own benefit. By this, one acquires equivalence of form with his maker. He becomes like the creator, the guest as the host. For reception in order to bestow is regarded as pure bestow. Because the fact that he's receiving, it doesn't matter, because he's receiving in order to bestow. That's why it is bestow. So, as Baal HaSulam writes in Masechet Kiddushin, in the Talmud, there's this thing called Talmud, and Masechet Kiddushin, that means how to make the chuppah, how to marry a male and a female. So, usually, it says that you have to buy, you give her a gift, and she receives this gift. By this, you buy her, you acquire her. But with an important person, it says in that Masechet Kiddushim, It can be the opposite, that she gives him a gift, the groom, a person, and not that he gives it to her. She gives him a gift. And he says, she is sanctified to me, that he's accepting that gift, and by that he acquires her. Why? Because receiving in order to enjoy is considered bestow and giving, meaning, if I give to someone who's important to me and he's great in my eyes, so I don't feel that I gave something to him. I feel that he received from me, that he did a great favor to me, that he received my gift. And in such a way, I need to say thank you so much for accepting this from me, and not that he needs to say thank you that I brought it to him. Because he is important for me, and the fact that he received something from me was a big favor. And in such a way, in that way, in importance, in changing our importance between us, then it turns out that my giving and my receiving change. They invert. By me giving to him, that's called that I'm receiving. I'm receiving pleasure that I gave him a gift. And he, by receiving a gift from me, he did me a great favor. He gave it to me. So it's not a matter of who's giving, who's receiving. There's a matter of who is more important. He's giving from someone less important, and then by that, he is receiving. So it turns out that by these changes, we can, instead of constantly receiving from the Creator, we can give to the Creator. I'm the created being. I can't change myself to be the source of the desire, the source of the light, the source of something good. What can I give? What can I give? All desires, all thoughts, everything there is, I gave, is from the Creator. So how can I make myself the giver to the Creator, to resemble Him? It's impossible. But if I want to make the Creator as important, so in every desire I have that I stop receiving and only want to receive if it does Him a favor, I give to Him. By this I give to Him. I give to Him. That's called, my sons have defeated me. The Creator gives everything. He does everything. But the fact that we receive, if we receive it in order to give Him contentment, that is called that we're not receiving, but we're giving. And then it turns out that we have exchanged our states, our roles. The Creator is the giver, and I'm the receiver. But if I'm sitting before the host, as we had that example, and I'm saying, I don't want to receive, so the Creator, the host, begs, please take it from me, receive it. So I take it from him with the intention of giving him a favor that is called that I'm giving to him. And by this attitude between the giver and the receiver, and the attitude of one more important and less important, by this I change my reception to bestow, that in practice, I can't change myself. I can't give because I have nothing to give. But by changing the game, my attitude towards the Creator, by this, I'm giving. Giving. Very simple. Because I want to give Him contentment by this. How? What changes? To that action, the intention is added. What do I want from my action? By me receiving from Him, I want to give Him contentment. But when will that be? When I put a restriction on myself, and I don't receive in order to enjoy. But beyond that restriction, if I want to give Him joy, so my reception will become bestowal. And then it turns out that I'm giving to Him. I'm giving and giving and giving. And at that time, I'm receiving the whole time. It all depends not on the action. The action remains the same, but the intention above the action, is it in order to bestow? You have to go through it many times, think about it a lot of times. It's not in us. From this example, we can extract all of the plan of our creation. Yes. Yes, Oren.
Rav, is the tzimtzum, the restriction, a result from the shift of the importance from me to the Creator?
The tzimtzum, restriction, is a result of the shame, to begin with. That the created being feels himself receiving and he's embarrassed, he's ashamed before the Creator.
And replacing the importance, what you said, importance of whom do we change with whom?
We change the who's more important, me or him. For now, I think I am. I'm important. If I'm important, it's a sign that the ego is controlling me. If the Creator is important, so that means that I'm willing to work in full devotion. That the Creator is important to me. Then, I can engage in bestowal. Meaning, I'm receiving, I'm constantly receiving, constantly receiving. The question is, what is the intention? That's why it's called the wisdom of the hidden, the concealed. Because all you see that I'm receiving. If you look on the side, you see that there's a host and a guest. And I'm constantly receiving from the host. Now, what's going on here? What's going on? I'm receiving, but the essence, the quality in the action, the host says, do me a favor. And I'm constantly just saying to myself, I don't want it. But, because I constantly need to stop myself. And only receive for the host. That is called restriction, masach, and reflected light. That is what we have to do.
So where is the host?
The host is the one giving to me.
Where is he?
Where is he? The whole life, the whole world, all of reality, it's all the host. Even everybody around me, it's all a theater, it's the host playing with me. What am I doing? I have to relate to the whole world, everybody, in giving. I'm allowed to enjoy in my necessities for my beast. There's no calculation. Just make sure it's necessities. But beyond that, I do everything for the host. Okay, let's go to, first of all, Africa.
Africa.
Yeah, our question is, in the process of changing my attitude towards the system, what is the role of incorporation in this process, please?
The itkalelut is later on. That's an addition. That's an addition to my action.
Latin 2. Latin 2.
Latin 2.
Hola, Rav. La pregunta es, ¿qué es este
importante? Hello, Rav. The question is, what is the importance? How does it cause the desire to change in a way that it always indicates to the host? What's the importance of him?
My desire changes to the extent that I can bestow to the host, more or less. If I can't bestow to the host, so my desire equals zero. I didn't activate it, no matter how much I want. I'm not activating it. That's called tzimtzum. And to the extent that I can open my desire in order to receive, and by that bestow to the host, so I can open it. It's beyond the tzimtzum.
Rav, Jesus is asking about the importance of the goal. How does the importance of the goal affect my direction?
Obviously, the importance of the goal is what determines, because importance of the goal is importance of the Creator. It's bestowing contentment to Him. So that determines as much as I'll use my desire, as much as the goal is important. To that extent, I can open my desire and use it in order to bestow. Clear? Sochi.
Вот если творец большой в моих глазах, как и в нашем мире от большого.
If the creator is great in my eyes, like in our world, well then I receive a great pleasure from a great man because I give him pleasure. So do I restrict this pleasure as well? Because it also seems very egoistic.
I perform a restriction on all forms of reception for myself. And the fact that I give to the host, I am giving in what? By receiving from him. I have nothing to give. What can you give to the Creator? We give the Creator pleasure by receiving from him in order to bestow. Imagine, I'm receiving. But my intention is that I want to give him joy. So in that intention, I connect to him. In that intention, I have to feel him. I have to feel as much as I'm giving to him, as much as he's enjoying me. Meaning, I have to feel how the pleasure of receiving from him, this pleasure goes to him, and as much as it fills the Creator. Filling the Creator means to fill the first 9 sefirot. The way it comes to me, then I can turn to him and fill him. That's how we work. Try to think about it, and you'll see, you'll get an impression from it, a feeling, and we'll work on it.
So
now I can't imagine or depict to myself what's a new way of pleasure. I don't even enjoy the fact that the Creator is enjoying. Rather, there's something new in me.
in order to depict to myself how I can give joy to the Creator, because I don't feel Him. So now I'm doing it with the ten. Before I do it with the ten, I can't do such actions with the Creator. And only if I do it in the ten, so I'll suddenly start feeling that I'm doing it for the Creator. I will start discovering that.
And in the ten, do I get pleasure from the fact that the ten is enjoying?
I can get pleasure that the ten is enjoying me. But here, we still need to check some things. Is this pleasure truly above me, and not in my vessels of bestowal, not in my honor, not in receiving pleasures, all kinds of things. Yeah. That's something we need to check. Latin 6.
Yo quiero influir la grandeza del Creador a mis amigos.
I want to bestow the greatness of the Creator to my friends, but I get the greatness of the Creator from the friends, so can I start this motion with the help of the Creator?
Yes, you can start this motion, and the Creator and the friends and you, at least start working. Don't leave it. Start working with us. Me, ten, and the Creator together. And then start changing all the conditions, everything you want, but start getting used to that state. That's exactly what we need. Moscow 6.
Да.
А от чего я наслаждаюсь Творца? Я в каждом действии, да, в этой материальной жизни, допустим, там, я уже...
How can I give pleasure to the Creator with every action, even in the corporeal life? Let's say I just drink tea or I take a walk. So any joy I have in every moment in my life, should I give pleasure to the Creator by that? I should change myself completely with these actions to try to give pleasure to the Creator. Meaning, with every action, I stop myself and I aim the direction, the intention. Let's say I'm eating some food, so my intention is to give pleasure to the Creator by that. Am I understanding this correctly, or are we talking about something else? If you can give pleasure to the friends having nothing to do with yourself, by that, you're giving pleasure to the Creator. If you cause your ten, your group, something to do something good all the time, to feel good all the time, then you'll be doing something good to the Creator. You'll be giving pleasure to the Creator.
Good morning, dear Rav. That example that Rabash was speaking about, there's a groom that agrees to receive the gift. By agreeing, is he annulling in some way? Is he restricting himself?
No. In no way.
So it's not symmetrical, the state between the bride and the groom.
Why should it be symmetrical?
I thought he's receiving in order to bestow.
He's receiving, yes, in order to bestow unto her. Yes, that's clear.
So there's a symmetry in that, at least.
Okay, you can say that by that they become equal. Now, it's not... I don't want to talk about the Creator now, how much he subdues and how much he comes close to the Creator Being, clothes in the Creator Being and becomes equal to him. These things, there's a lot of philosophy there. PT 20.
А, вот эти состояния, когда ум тебе, а ты им, они идут волнами и могут продолжаться до...
This state that you are for him and he is for you, it can remain for an hour. How can I give all this light to the tent? Where does this light go to?
In the meantime, we're not talking about how to pass it on to the workly, just to your ten. So within the ten, I start the action with respect to the ten and the Creator, and also receive from them.
Toronto 1. Скажите, похожа ли эта ситуация с Творцом отдачи, учения ради отдачи?
Is this situation with the Creator in receiving in order to bestow, is it similar to the state where a person is already grown and comes to his mother and takes the food that she gives him, meaning he feels that she loves him and she wants to give him joy, and that is what motivates him?
Exactly like you said, just as you said, yes?
Mark.
У меня такой вопрос. Вот я нахожусь в десятке, в группе. Я представляю группу.
I'm in a ten, in a group. I imagine the group not as humans, but as the Creator before me. And when we do a workshop, and they told me my turn has come, you keep going. When I'm speaking, I supposedly am doing the desire of the group, the desire of the Creator. So it turns out that when I'm speaking, am I bestowing? That's a question.
No, because what you're doing it according to their request, but your words, what you're saying is according to your desire. Vienna?
Vienna? Ken, afilu im ani magish tsar me'abore o she'me'akvutza.
Even if I feel sorrow from the Creator of the group, I need to do it. Take it in happiness because it's from him, so that's the work.
It's not a matter of sorrow or not being sorry. You have to examine, is this purposeful or not?
How do I check it?
Check it. You know what the goal is. And how much what you just received brings you closer to it or not?
To the thought of Dvikut?
Yes, to connection. To connection.
Ashdod. P. Ashdod.
Ashdod. P. Ashdod. What is this P? I don't know.
And what does it depend, the ability of the group, that through the darkness to bring happiness to the ten?
What it depends on? It depends on you. I don't, maybe I didn't understand your question. The happiness of the group depends only on this, the person, because from the Creator you'll only get good. If you're receiving it in your egoistic desire, you may feel bad, but if it's in the desire to bestow, to reach the goal, well then you'll always feel good in it. Because in sanctity, there's only, they only raise you. They don't decrease your level. PT 19.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Rav. A few lines, he basically gave us the whole wisdom of Kabbalah, as you said.
There's nothing, there's no more than that in the wisdom of Kabbalah. There's nothing else.
So the question is, says that the whole root and he made the will to receive. So how from the
existence from absence? Next.
Second point, he says to give contentment to the Creator. First, I don't know who the Creator is and what to give contentment is.
For your ten. For your group.
To give them contentment?
Yes.
What does it mean to give contentment to the group?
Do something good? Nice.
Can you give me an example?
I can't give you an example. You don't even know what the meaning of giving contentment is. You understand the words, you just don't understand the essence because you never did it.
I hate them. How can I give them contentment?
Contentment means that you want to do something pleasant for another person. That's it, pleasant.
What, like Mushi, I should go pet him or something?
I'm not sure that if you pet someone, he's going to feel contentment.
What does it mean that he states it like in big? To make the Creator is important.
Yes.
So now he's not important?
He's not important. He's not important because you're not in a 10. If you are in a 10 and they're speaking about the importance of the Creator, you will certainly think that he's important.
Here, I see the 10. You see them here with me.
Yeah, you see, it's just, that's not so much.
All your friends here, Iran is here. I don't see the importance I can see in them.
Where do you see them?
Here, look, they're around me.
No, you should see them inside your heart.
Excuse me?
Excuse me. That's what I'm telling you. You have to see them in your heart. That each and every one of them determines, your heart is divided into 10 sectors, 10 parts. And in each and every part, one of the friends controls that part. And so you feel how they control your heart. Now, you're doing any good thing you can, so that they can take care of your heart. You're not the owner of your own heart. They are there, and they're the owners.
Yeah, but how do I do good to them? What does it mean to do good?
No, it's not important. I don't know. You have to research. What should I do to them? What good can I do to them? Because if they think in a good way, then each of them, which is in my heart, will correct this part in my heart, and then the Creator will clothe within this part and that part and that part and all the 10 parts. The Creator will fill my heart, and I'll only feel the Creator, that there's none else besides Him, and my heart will be really with the Creator. But that's all under the condition that your friends will stand in your heart with relation of love towards you. Because the quality of the Creator is the quality of love.
If he receives the favor I'm doing for them,
do something good to them. The friend, you have to acquire him. You have to buy a friend.
To buy him?
Yes.
What does that mean?
That's how it's written.
Yeah, but what does it mean?
To buy them, bring presents to them, show a nice attitude, the best relation to them, as much as you can, more and more and more, until they have no choice and they'll also want to do something good to you.
To give it back to me, you mean?
Yes. Okay, we're through with you. What are we going to do now, Owen?
We can go to the next part, if you want, of Shavuot.
Shavuot. I think we should.
So let's go to the next part about Shavuot.